Hello and welcome to the Academy Discovery Series. I'm your host, Crystal Hughes. I'm so grateful to be here and so grateful that you've joined us today. This series is about sacred soul resurgence, coming together to witness and call forward the brilliant soul mastery and profound unique soul expression that's been yearning to awaken within you. Now we'll be exposing the energetic cloaks hiding your soul majesty, including any personality perspectives, energetic paradigms, or other types of interferences to living the pure vibrational essence of your soul light so they can be dissolved. Now, this will be done through guidance from our experts, vibrational attunements to your highest truth, available through spoken words, activations, energetic infusions, abounding in our sacred gathering spaces. How beautiful. Now, there can be fears that are triggered even in the exploration of what lies within you as sacred soul expression. So we invite you to breathe. Be here with us as much as possible so that you can be held. Really recognize the support that's here for you to blossom open. When you allow yourself to break free in this way, the illuminated light of your soul strengthens you. It enables you to remain centered in your soul light truth so you can live that essence completely. And that means you're unswayed by the opinions, judgments, or other outside influences. So your light carries you. We've got our divine, majestic souls who are here to help facilitate your sacred soul resurgence at a cellular level in the way that most suits your current needs and ideal path. Through their wisdom, their experience, and profound knowledge, you can really move into the greater expanse of your soul that will illuminate your unique soul genius. We love that. And also your soul's majesty, such that it permeates your entire body being, emanating brilliantly into the world around you. Imagine that right now. Feel that energy. Feel your being. But today we're going to facilitate this prominent cellular awakening and consciousness illumination because we have our brilliant Amanda Hopkins here with us. So I want to introduce Amanda's energy to you. And as we start to share a little bit about Amanda, I want to just tell you that Amanda is someone that I rely on, that I count on when I need to have someone look deep into my being. And you'll understand why as I start to share a little bit more about her and her specific genius and gifts. So Amanda Hopkins is a clairvoyant, medical, intuitive body wizard. She has that capacity to literally go deep, deep down and start to see and map all of these energies and what's really taking place layers deep. She's an Academy Master Teacher and a certified intuitive strategist with Academy for the Soul. With a blend of elegance and precision, which I've seen, I've been witness to that, Amanda guides people through the most efficient and effective transformational shifts, and those just simply ripple out into all areas of life. So it really supports so many levels, not just healing physical conditions, but also really living their dreams, helping people to operate from their truth and then start to manifest their greater desires. So if you know Amanda, you're going to really feel and sense that she is the embodiment of her purpose, which is to aid people in aligning with their ideal spiritual energetic state, with their practical physical reality. So making sure that everything that is done in the healing session, the healing work with her, is truly practical and that they can take that into the world. Amanda is sought after, definitely, I would say, for her ability And this is about rapidly identifying energy deficiencies in the body. I can tell you, I remember downloading that special gift for her and really starting to see just how clairvoyant she is. And so it doesn't take her long. She can check those energy deficiencies in the body and also in the energy field. And as I said, really start to quickly zoom in and see what's going on with the core of that issue. And then she can translate that and really deliver that precisely. So that will help for that instant shift to happen within you. She also provides a unique combination of cutting edge tools and techniques. I love this because in her genius, she's so patient to allow all of the different perspectives that the universe is showing her to come together. And so when we talk about these techniques to empower people, this isn't something that anyone else has. It really is this individual and unique intelligence that flows through her. And you're going to feel that. And you're going to feel comfortable putting your body and yourself in her hands because she really does have a capacity to bring wellness into your body. But also, again, in the mapping of it, it's just beautiful and mind-blowing in the sense that it's the aha moments that are linked together. Wow, that's why that was happening. This is why I'm holding this condition. And then she serves to let it go, help you to release that. So I would love to welcome in beautiful Amanda Hopkins today as she talks about cosmic connections to replenish and nourish your body. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you for enhancing soul expression. Amanda, hello.
Hello. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for being here with us. I absolutely love coming together and having these divine discussions that really are a vibrational catalyst for activating and speaking to ourselves. You know, internal within our body, we hold this deep yearning to really uncover all the beauty and the majesty and the gifts, as you were mentioning, Crystal. You know, that is what is so fun for me. It's fun for me to go within and go, ooh, what wants to come through? What wants to animate? What wants to awaken that's going to be of service to others? You know, it's very joyful to be in that space of being present for that. And so when we can shift the consciousness and our relationship with our body to really be fascinated and enthusiastic about what it wants to share with us and what wants to move through us as that greater soul knowing, there's so much wisdom that we hold that we have yet to uncover hidden in our consciousness. And so I'm so grateful that we get to come together and talk more about this and really come into what we're both uncovering in regards to what's really required in order for us to have a strong foundation in the body so that as we open up to the greater soul frequencies, we actually are able to bring those gifts to life within our body and feel the joy and feel the fullness of the energy that really propels that forward through us so that we're rejuvenated and energized by it. So I'm really happy for us to be here and to dive deeper into this sacred relationship between our body and our soul journey.
Yes, I feel that one of the things that you support us doing is knowing the language of the body so that we can prepare the body. Hey, changes are happening. Some changes have already happened. Can I work in conjunction with these cycles that I'm going through and really encourage the body to get on board? Because your consciousness is always expanding and growing, and we're flowing at such a rapid pace now, especially because we've gotten a lot out of time. You know, we're working in the fifth and up, you know, higher dimensions, but you have a really unique way of understanding and explaining what the body needs to hear from the person and the consciousness that is inside of that physical structure, and to be able to help people to communicate that and then also translate that the other way, right? When the body needs to communicate to its, you know, conscious being that's inside saying, hey, you know, I need a break, or I need you to understand what the lesson is behind this issue that's going on. So thank you again for being here. Now, everyone, we are going to have live intuitive readings. So please, if you would like to work with Amanda on the phone and really get not just a reading. I think we need to change this because, again, every reading is such a deep healing. It literally is what, what I like to call those micro attunements. It's a moment of a flash of light that gets to enter into your body. And your body gets to say, oh, my God, thank you. Somebody is seeing what's going on here. You know, thank you for allowing this information to come to the surface. So I want you to raise your hand, hit *2 if you're on the phone. Now, some of you have put your question already in the cue box that is on the webinar page, but you can click on the webinar page. You're going to see a question box there. And the question to ask is, what's my number one body destabilizer weakening my light foundation? What's my number one body destabilizer weakening my light foundation? In asking this question, it supports Amanda in being able to quickly zoom right into the answer for you. And again, to bring that information forward so that when you're working with her, as she's offering this beautiful package today, as you work with her, you know exactly what you need to focus in on. This isn't a, hey, let's do this because it sounds fun. It really is, let's focus in on only the things that need to be done right now and really utilize the power of that divine masculine for that structure when we're expanding our consciousness and healing our bodies. So let's go ahead and let's get started, Amanda. What would we like to do? We want to really see why it's important to recreate the lower body consciousness in a new way, right? And as we go through and get these answers, I want everybody to really start to pay attention, to really open up and to get that sense of what Amanda's handing to you, right? What is she really conveying at the deepest level? There's parts of you that are going to know that. The other parts of you that are trying to sabotage you and not have you fully recognize that she's talking to you. That's why you're on the call, right? Just let yourself really come into a neutral place and position of listening, okay? All right, Amanda, so share a little bit with us.
Yeah, so, right now we really are in a major metamorphosis. So we have been for eons working as more of a carbon-based processor. It's more dense, it's a little bit heavier, and that's what was needed. That's the experience that we were having as humans on the planet. But we've talked about, and this is common knowledge that's been around for some time now, where we've been shifting as these crystalline light conductors, moving to a new paradigm or a new foundation of how we hold our energy and how we operate and navigate the world within our physical bodies. And so as we shift, there's a vibrational shift in the cells of our body and in the atoms of our body and in even the space of our body, because the space is influenced by those vibrational essences. And in fact, our bodies are far more space than they are physical matter, right? What seems to be solid really isn't as solid as we tend to perceive. And so it's not as fixed as we tend to perceive. And so we have this quickening. And if you have been noticing different strange symptoms, I have a lot of people who've been writing into me lately saying, oh my goodness, my digestion has gone crazy. My back pain has kicked in. I'm feeling weak and tired all the time in bigger ways than before. All these different crazy type of symptoms coming in. What's happening is that the beautiful planetary and cosmic light energies are coming in to shine light on the old paradigms that were the holders of the old consciousness, so that we can recognize, wait, okay, here's what's in place. And these are the things that aren't relevant anymore to where we are going, right? It's like you wouldn't go get on a bicycle to do a cross-country drive if you could get in a car and do it, most likely. Now, maybe you want the physical exercise of that, but when we adapt it to having cars, it makes that journey so much faster and, quite frankly, more comfortable, right? And so similarly, we're looking at the vehicle that our body is for us navigating our journey here on the planet. And so a lot of the work we've been doing is in recognizing I've got these different symptoms that are arising in the body. I've got these issues showing up that I've been dealing with. And so we go and explore what's the consciousness behind that. We shift the consciousness, right? We look at the elements that are creating that. And what I've been shown we're moving into is moving from that paradigm of having a problem to fix to moving more into the focus and the draw into the magic, the kind of the legends that exist within our body that are wanting to open and awaken. But in order for us to be able to make that leap, that is like a quantum leap for us, right? To really shift our focus and to shift that paradigm of getting out of pain and suffering, moving away from something we don't want and really having us in that energy of moving towards that which we do and having that be the foundation upon which we operate. In order for us to be able to do that, we've got to have a strong energetic foundation in our body that's able to receive the light energies that facilitate the immensity of what really wants to come through us. I mean, it is massive. And the way I came to recognize the depths to which we have to go for the body. I've been doing a lot of work for years now, Crystal, working with people to really set the foundation in their bodies. And when I talk about lower body consciousness, I'm talking about our literal lower body, right? Our hips, our core, our legs, our feet. So I'm talking about our literal lower body, but I'm also talking about our lower body consciousness, the lower vibrational frequencies. We are taking that low-level echelon of frequencies that we're attuned to and moving that up drastically. That's what we are being catalyzed for with the energies that are flooding in on the planet. But coming back, we've got to have a whole different foundation of light in our lower body, our literal lower body, and have that frequency of that be higher. And the way that I uncovered this was Crystal through the Metatronic Reiki program we were doing, where we were working with the archetypes and you were uncovering information about the archetypes with us. Do you remember when the geomancing abilities came through for me?
Yes, and that was huge because I had no idea. I didn't even really know what geomancy was. So here I am reading this and starting to observe. I think it was on the wizard archetype,
was it one of the other ones?
Yeah. And really starting to get that sense of how you have the capacity to map not just what's going on in this person's body, but really actually start to see the places on the planet and work with them in order to bring a new foundation for the crystalline light to flow through someone in a substantial way that would really support them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, it was so profound. Like I remember having chills. I remember being excited. I remember being going, this is so familiar because I had been drawn already to really work with the Earth Star Chakra, work with the feet, work with the foundation and mm-hmm. the conscious choosing of what we're grounding into. You know, so often we ground, but you know, how many of you have actually said, well, what am I grounding into? What am I choosing to ground into? Right? Or are you just grounding and going, okay, I trust it's the highest energies for me. We can bring more of a conscious awareness to what it is we're wanting to ground into and allow that to serve us in much bigger ways than we have before. And so I was exploring these abilities. You know, I had done an activation, a remote activation with a group of people that were going through one of my programs. And I was looking at the connections, like you had mentioned, Crystal, with the sacred sites on the earth, looking at the mm-hmm. planetary connection, the connection with the body, the chakras, and the aura, and how all these things were interrelated. And I hadn't really done much investigation. I know what the planets are, but I don't really tend to have a big interest in understanding the qualities of the planets per se. At least I didn't in the past. And so as I was just tuning into and channeling what is the information that's coming through from this person. And then when I would go look up, okay, what are the qualities of the planet that are coming in to help facilitate that? I was blown away by the connections that were being made to what was showing up as a prohibitive block in the body. And the planetary energies and the sacred site on the earth plane, because I was also looking at what is the energy of the sites on the earth plane. So like Machu Picchu was coming in, Giza Pyramid, Mount Shasta is a big one that was coming in. So there were certain sacred sites that were coming in. And when I then, after I did the channeling for the readings, when I went in and I looked at what the qualities were and what the big energies that came through, the connections and how they work together totally blew my mind. And what I was shown was that the receptivity to the light frequencies, it was like we could drip the light in, right? We could drip the light in for people. And I had to do a lot of work to really open up the feet, the pelvis, the pelvic girdle, the pelvic floor muscles, the hips, the tailbone, the core, even the connections beneath the feet. You know, a lot of times people clear energy or they think they're clearing energy and they send it down and out, but it gets stuck in and around the feet, even in between the feet bones and in the tendons of
yes.
the feet, around the feet.
Yes.
And so, you know, as I was looking at that light just dripping in, and we were able to open it up so that they could receive even more. But I knew I was like, wait, we've got to go even deeper with this. We've really got to get clear on building out that sacred foundation in that whole literal lower body so that the lower body is actually operating at an elevated consciousness so that when we connect with these ley lines through the sacred earth sites, bringing those cosmic energies through, the planetary energies through, we're actually able to really accelerate in a big way.
And, you know, I love this idea because we're not doing something in just a simple way. We are making sure, right? It's like I can feel the energy. It's like, okay, you thought all you had to do was like tether the boat to the, you know, like wrap it around a little rock or something. And then, you know, someone comes along and it slips off the rock and there goes your boat, right? It's like we have to really bring our consciousness to this. This isn't something that is to take lightly, no pun intended there, but, you know, we have to bring our fullness of our consciousness to the experience because our body is relying on us. If we want to be these multidimensional beings, we can't ignore the lower dimensional realms. We have to almost bring those dimensions along with us, right? And I say that not because we're packing something with us, but what I mean is that we're actually consciously bringing the value of the lower dimensions up with us to these higher dimensions. We're bringing that value. And if we don't engage in a proper way, just like with anyone, if you don't engage in relationship with someone in a beautiful, loving, honoring way, you're not going to get the full value of that relationship. And so that's what I'm seeing as well, is that you're supporting us in understanding that our bodies are actually they are engaging with the planets and with the sacred sites as these ley lines run through these sacred sites. And our bodies are literally a representation of how we're consciously or unconsciously experiencing that connection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Our body is like the microcosm of the macrocosm. And what I mean by that is that our bodies are representing the expression of consciousness that wants to shift through us. So we can feel really attached to our bodies in this lifetime. I mean, it's our body. We're in it a lot. We spend a lot of time in these bodies, right? But our body is not us in totality, right? It is an expression of us, and it's an expression of what we are currently running as programming. You could have the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art, fastest processing computer, and if you're running an old, clunky program on it, it's going to operate at the speed of old and clunky. You know, it's not going to matter that you're using this state-of-the-art computer if you've not upgraded your programming to match what that computer can do. And so similarly, we've got to look at our environment, what we're connecting into, how we're accessing the energies of the planet. I mean, even now as I'm talking, like my feet are buzzing and, you know, you're probably already connecting in with, you probably have had experiences of places you wanted to go on the planet. You just felt drawn there and maybe different places at different times. And one of the things that's so important to recognize is that at these sacred sites where the cosmic energies are so potent and powerful, very often people can be there for a bit of time, but it's very hard to sustain the required energy in the physical body to be there for extended periods of time unless you've entrained yourself to those vibrational essences. And that requires having the foundation of light in your body in such a way that it matches what you're uniquely designed to flow through you. And I know this to be true because I actually, the town that I live in, shares a ley line with Mount Shasta. And I had to get to a certain space of consciousness before I could even move myself and my girls here. And Crystal helped me in that journey, right? And she's like, that's where you need to be. But I had to get to a space where I was able to sustain and hold that energy and be able to experience the benefits of that in service to the collective, right? Mm-hmm. So this isn't just about bringing it through for your own experience. I know so many of you, one of the biggest paradigms that I help people shift that create a lot of tension and dissension in the body is the conflict between wanting to be of service and care for and nurture others. Crystal, you were mentioning being in relationship and how important that is. The conflict between that and honoring self. And so we have to recognize that in honoring self, it isn't always a fancy one-time activation or some big illumination experience that we have and aha, you know, we've arrived, right? It's a constant evolving and opening. And it's one of the things, Crystal, that I appreciate about you is that you're always in the discerning of what's the next space of expansion, what's the next space of opening. And so this is one of those things where, you know, in the realms of that inquiring is that we've got to, as you mentioned, work with the dimensional realms of our physicality. Mm-hmm. We've got to have our physicality matching the higher dimensional energy so that, I mean, it's so much fun to go swim in the ocean or swim in a lake or feel the breeze blowing in our face, right? We can have these sensory experiences and really enjoy them in the sacred light frequencies that really match that higher expression of self with the higher dimensional realms active and available through us. We can have, in a sense, have it all.
Mm-hmm. Love it. So should we do some intuitive readings? Let's start to check to see. Yeah. So again, what's my number one body destabilizer weakening my light foundation? Let's go ahead and see here who we have first. Okay, we're going to go to Belgium. Anna, hello there. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you? You want your reading? Anna, are you there?
I can hear Anna.
Yeah, well, I can hear her.
There's your voice.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes, there you are.
Okay.
Nice to hear you.
Okay. Oh, big hug to you. Yes, you're welcome.
So interesting what you were talking about. Wow.
Yes. Yeah. It's happening. Okay, Amanda.
Yeah, so the number one destabilizer, where I'm being drawn for you is the front core area for you, right around the navel. And what I'm seeing is that there's this is a paradigm that I see quite commonly, actually. There's a separation anxiety consciousness that's sitting in there. So when we're born, you know, the umbilical cord between baby and mom is cut, right? And that has been our source of nourishment. That's how we've been fed. And so what can happen is we're, you know, consciously, we start to go, oh my gosh, how am I going to be taken care of, right? We feel that separation from that which we've known to be our nurturer, our nourisher, our comforter, all those things to us. And so there's this separation anxiety consciousness that I see sitting in the core for you, that it's a frenetic energy. I actually also seeing the consciousness of that stemming down into the pelvic floor muscles. And there's this sense of feeling like I have to, like a panic energy of, oh my gosh, I have to figure out how I'm going to be supported. I have to figure out what that connection is going to be. I have to figure out what's going to happen there. This actually is reflected, the origin, the creation of that consciousness, I actually see as a past life, which is 29 past lives ago. And so it's reflected in the body in this lifetime as well, right? In that core space. So that's what we want to have you, we want to have you shift that and reestablish your connection to Cosmic Mother as a source of support in the core, right? The ever-present cosmic energies. You have access to all that exists for anything you could possibly want, need, or desire, right? So that's what we want to restore in that space, okay?
Beautiful.
And that's one of the things that we're going to be doing. I'm going to talk about what we're going to be making available for you, but that's one of the things that we'll be doing in the offer coming up.
Okay. Thank you so much, Amon.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you. Wow. All right, here we go. Next up, Coral Springs, Florida. 6038. I'm muting you. Hello.
Hello, Kate and Amanda. This is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Hello, was my number one body stabilizer weakening my life foundation.
Yeah. So where I'm going down to your lower legs, so I'm seeing like your feet around your ankles and feet looks relatively clear, but when you go up just a little above the ankles, I see what looks like this energetic kind of like mental metalish, like that's the energy of it. Looks like a metal kind of wrap around each of the legs just above the ankles. And then for each, it's running up behind the back, plugging into the back knees. And what I'm hearing is that the thought form is that this is a stabilizer for you to help you feel strong, to help you maintain your balance. But what I am seeing is that these constructs are actually throwing you off balance. They're actually having you in an unnatural position for you energetically that has you confined and restricted in your movements. It's like you have to step carefully. I have to step carefully. I have to proceed with caution. Where I see the creation of that is 12 past lives ago for you. And so we want to remove those constructs, to dissolve those, and bring your legs back into their energetic orientation, their spatial orientation, and the alignment's also messing up your hips and pelvic floor, right? So that, because the legs are kind of, they look like they're bent forward in an unnatural position, it's also extending up into that pelvic floor area, the pelvic girdle, and the hips. So we want to have, we want to remove those constructs, dissolve those, and reorient your legs back into their natural posture. Okay?
Okay, please. Yes, please. Let's take that out. Okay, sweetie, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Crystal, are you with us?
So one of the things that came to me, just as you were talking and I was tapping in with Andrea, is that she's actually living in one of her, she's living in a ley line that's not actually the best for her. So I'm just curious, and Andrea, I know somehow, I don't know if you muted yourself or got muted there, but I was trying to organize this and then the whole dashboard reset itself, of
course. Oh, no.
But yeah, of course. But I was really wanting to ask you about, because I know that about Andrea, being in that ley line that's not as healthy for her, is there a way that you can work with her until she can move or make that move or shift? Is there a way that you can do the geomancy work with the ley lines that can actually support her? Because that might be one of the things disrupting consistently, so that every time she tries to make an effort of shifting energy in the lower regions and dimensions, she keeps being drawn back because she's living in that ley line.
Yeah. And yes, exactly. And that's what we're going to be doing. I'm offering up some one-on-one work as well. And we're going to be looking at what are the ley lines that are actually supportive for you.
Okay.
And reconnecting those in the body. And that's really important, because not being in the proper ley line does throw your body posture off. To an example, I had my older daughter, Maya, when we were living in Maryland, was having all kinds of teeth issues. And I came to find out when I had her ley lines read that she was an enemy ley line. She was having teeth issues, she was having issues at school. When we moved in supportive ley lines, she's not had any issues at all, like nothing. And in fact, I thought I was going to have to get more dental work done, and it resolved itself. Like, she hasn't had any issues because she's in the supportive
ley
line. And so what I found, and I actually did this unintentionally and not knowing when I was living in Maryland and wanting to make the move, I was actually imagining myself immersed in the ley lines out here. So I had hints that I could do this. I just didn't realize the degree to which it actually helped.
Yes. And how profound this really is. I think that's how it works, too, with our intuition and with our special gifts, is that we get all these hints that start to come in, and we have these, you know, it feels almost like occasional ahas of like, oh, wow, I can do that. But I think that this is one of the important pieces. Ley lines are so important, everyone, because the planets literally do vibrate down and stimulate certain vibrational light grids. And depending on where you live, that light grid that's moving through your city, that could be a friend or it could be an enemy, right? So if you're trying to heal your relationship, but you're in a bad relationship ley line, it's going to be really difficult. If you're wanting to open up your spirituality and you're in an enemy ley line, then it's going to take you a little bit longer, right? It's more of, wow, I thought I cleared that, but I didn't. It's a bit of a struggle. So we're talking about being able now to have Amanda connect and link you to that beautiful ley line that is a more positive ley line, and link to a site, a sacred site. So now the conscious being of the deva, the elemental and the deva of that sacred site, is really on board and helping and influencing your spiritual progression, right? And that's what Amanda has the capacity to do. Okay. So, Andrea, yeah, hello. Woo, that's good. Okay. Next up, let's go. We're going to Cindy. Unmuting you. Hi. Cindy? Are you there? Of course, it's one of these web calls. The web calls sometimes can be so difficult. Cindy, can you try to call back in? Okay, I'm in there. Yeah. You just muted yourself. Hello.
Hello. There we go.
Oh, there you are.
Yay.
Hi.
Thank you for such rich blessings and all this conversation. It's amazing. Amanda, please tell me, what is my number one body destabilizer weakening my light path?
Yeah, I'm going to your lower front abdomen, looking in at the intestines, but also the musculature. It's like a pregnant belly, where it's like there's a fullness within you that's wanting to birth and come through in a really big way, but there's reservation and hesitation for bringing that through. And when I tune into what the hesitation and reservation is, it's like, I don't want them to not like me. I see that having been created 54 past lives ago, where it's, I'm hearing that this is symbolic, but it's like a walking on stage and then the tomatoes are being thrown, you know, like people don't like it and they're throwing the tomatoes and that kind of thing. So like it's, there's that fear of the public ridicule that's driving that destabilizer. And so that's the consciousness that we want to shift. But we also want to, I think this is important to note, and Crystal, I know that you've talked about this before and I know I've experienced it, that pressure in our body, like the pressure of the pregnant belly, for example, is actually a catalyst for us to birth new creation. And so we want to befriend the pressure and embrace that. But that's easier said than done when our body isn't calibrated to the vibrational frequencies and essences that allow us to embrace the pressure. You know, when it feels like an assault, when it feels painful, oftentimes the inclination is to get out of that, to relieve that pressure, when in reality, often it's moving through and stepping more fully into birthing that spiritual creation, that soul creation, that's going to truly relieve the pressure. Everything else is just a band-aid, really. And so for you, we want to have you dissolve that consciousness, but also bring that new life, bring that new energy that might feel like pressure, but have you joyfully dancing with that new energy that's wanting to move in and through you, and have you become more of the observer to and the witness to how that's wanting to move in and through your body. So even as we're starting to speak to it, you're already starting to move that energy. So Crystal, this is how you were talking about these being little micro attunements.
Yes.
I want to have you doing, Cindy.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so, so very much, both of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to London. Morella, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Okay, so what is my number one blockage?
Yeah. So for you, what I'm looking at is these blocks under your feet. So there are these blocks that your feet are plugged into, and they have you kind of plugged into the ground where you're standing, right? And so there's this limitation. The reason they're plugged in, it's like, okay, when I'm here, I know what to do and I know how to be. There's a questioning and a fear of, I don't know. And I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want to disappoint and let others down. That for you, I see having been created in a past life, 18 past lives ago. And what I'm being shown is we really want to do that ley line restoration, that reconnection to the energies that are going to serve and support you so that you can dissolve those blocks, but also settle into the knowingness that's within your being. Your soul, your higher self knows where you want to go and what you want to do, right? And so it's just about resetting the foundation, your feet, to be in the trust of that. And so we have to do that by first connecting you in with the ley lines that are going to replenish the energy in your body. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that replenishment. I could feel that as you were talking. It's like, oh, imagine. Wow. Like stepping right into the energy vibration of the ley line. Okay, here we go. Ottawa, Ontario. Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, it's Eve.
Hi, Eve.
Yes, what can you tell me about me?
Yes, of course. So as you were asking, I was tuning in, and what I was seeing is it's a combination between core and pelvic floor. And this is very common. We've got the fascial connections between the core and the pelvic floor. We've got the kinetic chain, which really, if you think of like a pulley system, our body, you know, when you move one part of your body, the whole body is affected by the myofascial connections and the musculature and different parts of the body. And so when I see the core and the pelvic floor connection, what I'm hearing is that there's a sense of not wanting to be too overbearing or too much, right? It's like a pulling back or a holding back. And I see the pulling back almost like as if you would pull back to shoot an arrow, like with a bow and arrow, that pull back energy. But there's not the spring forward, right? It's just the pulling back and the holding back. I see that having been created for you 13 lives ago. And what I'm hearing is that it's for you, it's about giving you the permission to really step forward into the light that's going to honor you in the full expression of self. And so again, this is where the ley lines can really help, because it allows you to feel the support of the cosmos, to feel the support of the universe, beyond the universe, of the planet, right? So that even if you're not recognizing the support in your immediate physical environment, you're recognizing the greater cosmic support that is available for you to be the fullness of you. And there's no way you can ever be too much for the cosmos, right? For the expansive entire being, beingness of what we be. So that will allow you to open up to really letting that light of you shine more fully through your body and release that constriction between the pelvic floor and the core that has that pullback dynamic going on.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good to connect.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Last one for the phone here, unless anyone wants to hit star two and raise your hand. Okay, we're going to South San Fran, 5351. Hi.
Hi, this is Kathy. Thank you for taking my call. I love your analogy about the computer. That was really good.
It was very real, wasn't it? It was like, oh my God.
It was. It was just like perfect. I kind of had a chuckle, but it was just perfect. So thank you for this information. Very good.
Of course.
I'd like to know for myself what my number one destabilizers weakening my light foundation, please.
Yeah. So we're looking at your feet chakras, and what I see is what looks like these pins of energy running up through your feet, up through the center of your legs to about mid calf. Right up to about the middle of your lower leg there. And what I'm hearing about those pins is that it's like, imagine that you're moving around. It's like you're pinned to something real, pinned to something that you can connect and identify with, right? There's this fear of the unknown that is, it's paralytic for you, right? The unknown, when that fear kicks in, it's like, stop, can't move. So that can come in a lot of different forms. When that paralytic fear kicks in, it can be distractions. It can be, I've got to go help this person with something, or, oh, I've got to go wash the dishes, or, oh, you know, like when you're wanting to focus in on something, something else is taking your attention away from that. And that paralytic fear of the unknown is actually a learned behavior from a past life, 34 past lives ago for you, right? You learned that it's not safe out there. Like, we don't know what the dangers are. We're not prepared. We can't possibly be prepared, right? And so again, with the ley lines, when we restore that vital connection, what happens is that all that you need is available through you. So you don't have to go through all these crazy preparations ahead of time, in order to know that you're going to have what you need. And it creates this kind of magical flow. And I know I've been with Crystal. She's really good at this, where it's like you go and you need something. And before you can even start to express what you need, somebody's bringing it to you, right? It starts to allow the universe to conspire to serve you with what you need. Before you even consciously have to think about it in many, many ways. And so then you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, am I going to be prepared? Am I going to flop? What's going to happen if I go out into the unknown and I don't know what's going to happen, right? All that starts to fall away. So we want to restore that internal connection for you so you can feel the certainty and the strength of the support that's coming through for you. And you can feel the knowing of being intuitively guided into what's going to serve you and having what you need for anything that you're doing. Okay.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Sign me up for that. Okay. All right. Let's do a couple from the cue box.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Going to New York. Nanu Nanu is on here wanting to know from Angeliki. Yeah. Is that how you pronounce that?
Okay, well, let's tune in and see what's coming through. I'm being taken to the core, the diaphragm, even the lungs, up into the lungs. And what I'm being shown is that there's a deep breath in that comes down from the core, from the pelvic floor, like really drawing that deep breath deep down in. But then there's a hesitation and a pause that happens, right? And that hesitation and pause is like, oh, do I really want to invite this in? There's that sense of not being able to trust that what's coming in is for the highest and best for me, right? The fear of attack or being invaded is what's pervasive in this. I see that having been established 11 past lives ago, where in that lifetime, it looks like you weren't able to live for yourself. You had to live for others, what they wanted, what they needed, right? And so now it's like, well, I don't want to be susceptible to that again. So I'm just going to really close off and hesitate to invite in even what is mine. And sometimes when we're bringing the new, like the more expansive, higher dimensional energies of ourself in, we haven't had a familiarity with them yet. And so it can feel like, oh, is this something else or is this mine? It might not feel like our own because we're not accustomed to it yet, right? And yet at the same time, it can feel like, but wait, this feels really good, right? And so when we establish the foundation of the light frequencies of you in the lower body, that helps you to discern. You know, our core, our gut is so big on our capacity to discern, is this for my highest good? And we have to have that established in the body. And so that's what we want to work with for you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Cindy from Palmetto, what's my number one body destabilizer?
Yeah, I'm going specifically to the left foot. And there's a ring around the left foot and a rope that's like pulling back, like a rope-like energy that's pulling back on that left foot. Now, like, I see you trying to move forward. It's like, it's almost like a bother. Like, what are you doing? Like, leave me alone. Like, get off my ankle, right? Like, pulling you back. And what I hear, this is all about keeping you safe, keeping you within a safe environment, not moving too far out into the perception is into the danger zone, but the reality, this is a mom energy from 10 past lives ago, and she didn't want you venturing so far out on your own and leaving her. It was her fear of loss, of losing you, or the perception of losing you that had her tethering you, and then the perception that she held was to protect you. That's how she justified it, not really realizing that actually it was that deeper fear of losing you. And so the guilt and shame of wanting to fly free on your own is part of what's held in that tether and why you haven't fully let that go. It's like, oh, but wait, I don't want to hurt mom, right? So that's what we want to have you shifting. Now, what's really important is that for those types of energies, we do have to have you in the supportive energies of the ley lines that are going to allow you to feel the potency of your mission. So that supersedes what others think they want from you. That's really important because people are going to cry for all kinds of things that they want from you. But without that support, you can more easily be pulled out of that direction and guidance. But what I see for you, Cindy, you want to fly free and you want to really be on mission. But not being really intimately flowing the support from within your body being isn't allowing you to really stay true to that to the degree that your soul is yearning for right now. So we want to shift that and get you connected in.
Got it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to Taylor. Hi, Amanda. I've been having an issue with my salivary gland swelling. It seems like my carbon-based body is having trouble adapting to the energy I'm bringing in, and my immune system is rebelling. My digestion is often off. Okay, so I feel it's at the top and the bottom of my body. Can you share what's happening and help me with this, please? Thank you so much.
Yeah, Taylor, so as I'm tuning in, one of the first things I heard was deep resistance, right? There's a clinging on to that which I've known because it's worked. And it's kind of like the saying, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? Like you want to get rid of the dirty bathwater, but you don't want to lose the baby. You got to dump the baby, so you got to take the baby out of the bath. I don't really know why that's used, but you can throw the whole thing out, right? The old consciousness isn't your baby. It's not really a baby. it is meant to be released. And, you know, Crystal alluded to this earlier, that where we've been and what we've done in the world has led to the leap that we're taking forward. So you honor the work that you've already done. You honor the paradigms that you already lived by moving on to the next, right? That's the springboard. That's the jumping point for you to move on to the next. And so we need to have you shifting that resistance to moving forward. I see it being held really deeply in the throat, not even wanting to voice what it is you really want. That's part of the salivary gland consciousness that's in there, right? There's a misfiring of response that's happening in there that is similar to what's going on with the immune system. And it is linking into, I was being taken to your intestines, your sacral area, and your core initially when Crystal first read your name. And what I'm seeing is that within there, there's extreme agitation and a sense of questioning, do I assimilate it or do I let it go? Do I assimilate it or do I let it go? Right? The back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, which takes a tremendous amount of energy. So we've got to shift the consciousness of the resistance and then reconnect you internally in your body with the truth frequencies that are going to allow you to know when to let go and know when to soak in, take in, and assimilate the nourishing energies coming in for you.
Okay. All right. Going to ATCO, New Jersey, Laura, what's my number one body destabilizer?
Okay. So Laura, for you, I'm being drawn your right leg from the back hip down the side of the leg, and it wraps around to the front ankle. There's what looks like a bar of energy, a rigid bar of energy that's running through there. And what I'm hearing the words peg leg, and I'm going back to 47 past lives ago. And what I'm being shown is that there was a sense of too much being expected of you and not wanting to do it. So it's like, well, I'm going to find a way to get out of it. And the way to get out of it was not having the full mobility and freedom of movement in the body, right? It, what I'm hearing is like faking the injury. So it doesn't even look like it was real, but it's like, how do I get out of doing the things I don't want to do?
Oh, right? Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so now what's happening is we want you to feel like, you know, just to be settled in your truth of saying, no, that's not for me to do. Like, you don't have to create something, you know, whatever that might look like in your body, in your life, to get out of things that you don't want to do or that aren't a match for you. So we want to connect you in with the supportive ley lines that are going to allow you to be strengthened in your capacity of knowing what's for you to do and to giving voice to that. And really dissolve that whole structure from your hip down on that right side. And then we want to rebalance the energy left to right in the body and front to back as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Beautiful. All right. Okay. So Amanda, let's now direct everyone and share with them how to heal this up and to let them experience that genius work that you do. So can you talk to us a little bit about your crystal and light body for sublime health and advanced spiritual awakening? And everyone, you can actually go and click the link to that offer, or you can go to academyforthesoulstation.com/AmandaOffer12. Okay. So Amanda, please share how we can now work on all of those illuminating things that you've brought to our awareness.
Absolutely. Well, I want to share the juiciest with you first because I'm so excited about it and it's so much fun. And that really is our Cosmic Light Restoration Energy Lab. And so I'm going to be bringing you together in very, very small groups because I'm going to be doing some deep one-on-one work with each of you. And I actually asked if we should do this individually, but there's a real brilliance that comes through these readings that is beneficial to do in the small group setting. And so we're going to come together in a small group, and I'm going to be really exploring with you, reading the deep interconnections between what's going on in your body, the main chakra that is blocking your cosmic ley line connection that is most supportive for really infusing and replenishing your body with the most nurturing, yummy, nourishing energies that your cells crave, right? So we're going to identify the chakra, aura body connection, and body physical body connections that are preventing you from being able to access that sacred, supportive, cosmic light energy on a consistent basis, right? We want to open that up so it's always present. And so I'm going to be doing that one-on-one with you. And how we're going to be doing that is we're going to do the clearing that we need to do and resetting the energies in those spaces, the aura, the chakra, the body, to the vibrational essences that match the cosmic ley lines that are wanting to animate through you, to serve you, to support you. We're also going to be bringing in and identifying the planetary energies that are available to support through those cosmic ley lines and the sacred earth site that relates to for you, right? So we're going to have your planet pal, right? Your friendly planet that's there to serve you. We're going to have this sacred earth site that energy wants to come through, and we're actually going to connect you through your whole lower body. So it's not just a foot connection. So we're going to infuse your foundation with the cosmic ley line connection, but we're also going to have that energy present for you in your tailbone area, your pelvic girdle, that whole seat that really holds and protects your organs in that lower body, but also stabilizes you, right? We've got to have you stable in those cosmic light frequencies. So we're going to connect you there, and also in your core, right? That's your central point. That's your direct connect to divine for your body. And so we're going to activate those cosmic ley lines, animating them in those spaces of the body. And it's all simultaneous, right? So when we activate, your aura is being reshaped, your chakras are being reharmonized and rebalanced. It's all happening simultaneously. So I'll walk you through the different pieces, but as soon as we open the energy up, really we are out of space and time. So it's an instantaneous awakening that happens. And then we look at, okay, how well is it being received? And we're going to do whatever fine tuning and adjustments in that one-on-one time that you need to really deeply assimilate and retain the connection to those ley lines. And then that way, if you need to move or if you need to have the support to really be the fullness of you, whatever it is you're needing through those ley line connections, you have that available from that point forward. So that's kind of the grand reconnection that we're doing as part of this offer. And so before we can get to that point where you're really available and able to hold that energy, we do have to do work in those three kind of key prominent areas of the body, right? And now I mentioned in one of the readings that there's that interconnectedness. I mentioned the kinetic chain, right? And what the kinetic chain is when we think of kinesiology, when we think of the kinetic movement of the body, it really is kind of the mechanics, the connections of how our body moves. From a mechanical perspective. So if I move my arm, what happens to the rest? How does my other body, rest of my body move, right? If I move my knee, if I bend my knee up, how does the rest of my body move? I remember when I had a knee surgery back in high school, I had no idea how much work my knee did to help me sit up. Like, it was hard to sit up with a straight leg. So the mechanics are much more interconnected than we realize. And so we've got to work with those key areas, but also the interconnectedness between them. Okay. So we're going to be doing a three-part workshop series, and I'm so blessed that Crystal's going to be jumping in on these with us. Asked her right before we hopped on and she agreed to do so. So I'm going to let you speak to that in just a moment, Crystal. But we're going to be doing a three-part series where we are working with your phenomenal feet and earth star chakra upgrades, right? Like, we want to look at the positioning and the posture of your feet. That impacts your whole body. You know, our feet are load bearing. They carry the weight of our whole body. And so we want to look at the micro movements of the feet and how are they being impacted by the load, not just the physical load that we're carrying, but also the energetic load. Right. Also, the binds and the tethers we saw in these readings, and this is very common, that there are binds and tethers that tend to be in place around the feet. So we want to dissolve those. We really want to clear the space and reset the feet chakra, in the feet. We have lots of meridian connections that run through the whole body. So we want to have those chakras upgraded and attuned to the higher vibrational essences that infuse your whole body. That way, when we connect them to the ley lines, you're bringing the big energies into your whole body, right? That's how we get that simultaneous, instantaneous activation going. So there's a lot of stuff we're going to be doing with that workshop. You can actually see, I'm going to let you look through that more fully on the page because it would take a long time to go through every single thing. But I also do want to mention the Earth Star Chakra upgrade. So we really want to be diligent about what we're choosing to ground into. What are the Earth light frequencies that we're choosing to connect with? And some of that's reflective in the company we keep, right? It's like sometimes we linger on with those relationships and we're like, I know this isn't serving me. Why am I doing this, right? Well, you could be grounding into a paradigm that's related to the earth that really isn't the highest essence of your Earth Star consciousness. Right? Your soul consciousness reflected is receiving the sacred Earth Star energies. And so we just want to get clear on that and reestablish your connection so that you're really standing in the light of your truth, right? Walking in the light of your truth, moving in the light of your truth through that sacred Earth Star connection. So we're going to use that chakra upgrade to really clear up the energies that are sitting between your feet and your earth connection so that we have that nice open space when we bring the ley line energies in that you can really soak those in through the feet. It's like when you're really thirsty and you drink a drink and it's just like your cells are like, oh my goodness, thank you, right? That's what we want to do with that Earth Star Chakra upgrade, have you really feeling the richness of that. So that's the first workshop. The second workshop that we're going to be doing is pelvic perfection with a Kundalini awakening activation. Now, the word perfection, I threw that in there specifically and purposefully. Your body expression is most perfect in its uniqueness, right? The perfect isn't a measure of what somebody else says it should be. It's a measure of what lights you up, what feels good for you, what allows you to be seated in the light of your soul majesty, right? And so we think of the pelvic girdle, the pelvic bones, the pelvic floor muscles, our hips, our tailbone, that really is the seat of our soul consciousness. And we have the Kundalini energy that sits in the tailbone just waiting to spring up and bring these brilliant waves of light through our body being and take us to elevated heights of existence, coexistence through the dimensional realms. And so we're going to do the work there to dissolve the weakening energies, the energies that weaken the pelvic floor, weaken the muscles there, that prevent your soul consciousness embodiment in the cells of your seat, right? We really want to have that stabilization point. That's one of the main stabilization points of your body in conjunction with your feet is your pelvic girdle, right? So we want to have that upgraded. So we're going to be clearing the consciousness that doesn't allow for the ideal posture and stabilization in that area for you so that we can activate and awaken that divine flow of the Kundalini energy, right? So we're also going to be using some specific activations to really bring that energy in a big way that serves your body and that allows you to feel the potency and richness of that. Because once you feel the potency and the richness of the energy that's available for you as that stabilizing energy, you have the capacity to feel safe and held in your body. And then that opens you up to bringing more of your light and truth into your body. Okay. That's one of the things that is a common issue with people wanting to experience the richness of light. You've probably experienced this at some point in your life where it's like we go up and out of the body and then we have to try to bring those energies back in, right? This is all about bringing those vibrant energies and essences into the body so you can stay seated in the body. And a big part of that is removing and dissolving any of the belief patterns and consciousness that doesn't allow you to feel safe, really being grounded and anchored in the body. And not just safe, but also expansive, right? There can be a sense of feeling confined being in the body, so we're going to dissolve the consciousness around that as well. And part of the dissolution of that is the awakening of the bigger kundalini flow for our body. So that's the second one. And then the third workshop that we're doing as part of this three-part series is going to be the cosmic core reanimation. So one of the things that we've talked about already is the separation anxiety consciousness that can be held in the core, right? So we're going to be doing a dissolution of that and reconnection to Cosmic Mother. So those energies can be present and available in the core as a consistent stream of light that is serving, nourishing, supporting, and strengthening you. We're going to do some myofascial cleansing and reanimation. So again, the core has a deep connection through the fascia to the pelvic floor, but then also down to the feet and legs as well. And so we're going to run some brilliant soul light frequencies through the fascia to help dissolve the old clogged consciousness that sits in there. And we're going to be using some sacred symbols. So this is one of the things that I didn't mention yet, is that I love to work with the sacred symbols because they help to shift the body consciousness holographically, which is really important. I know Crystal's going to speak to that piece, but they really help to bring a whole new dimensional awareness to the body. So we're going to use that to help with the fascia cleansing and reanimation and also cleansing in and through the meridians, bringing relief to the musculature. Even if you were to take your hand right now and kind of press gently around your navel, you can just start to feel, you know, is there any tension or tightness there? Sometimes there can be some really tight bound up energies there that sit right around the navel. And if you press in a little bit, you know, with a little bit more pressure, it can sometimes even be painful depending on what you've got going on there. And so we're going to work to bring relief to that space. Which is also going to enhance digestion, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to be working with the digestive connection there in the core, and really have you in the dance. We don't want things sitting in our gut, sitting there. When things sit and get stagnant, they rot, right? So we want to be in that effortless flow. So we're going to help open up that core to help facilitate that. And that's to make space for our course, our activation that we're going to be doing in that workshop, which really is to initiate the celestial light flow through your central core of your body, that point that really brings in sunlight. It brings in the digestive fire. It brings in that fiery energy that gives you the enthusiasm and the excitement to do the things that you really want to do in your heart, right? We're going to do that core star activation and really adjust your core foundational vibration to that heightened energy flow. So there's a quickening. It's really fascinating. There's a quickening that happens that actually brings you more peace and relaxation to your body, right? So it's like you move faster so that you can slow down and relax and enjoy. And there's a beautiful harmonious balance that comes with the combination of these workshops and the activations that are included that help facilitate that. So that's mm-hmm. what we've got. We've got our three-part workshop series and the one-on-one energy lab work to restore those cosmic ley lines.
Beautiful. I love how thorough this is and really that you've taken everything into consideration, right? And that's so important when someone is looking for a healer, a spiritual teacher to guide them. I've seen that there's lots that has been left out of things. And, mm-hmm. you know, of course, I'm over here going, but they're not including that. And why aren't they? Because that, you know, has to be done before whatever it is they're promising can be done. And I think, you know, I've worked with you for so many years now and how we really are so deep in the depth in which we will go. We do not like to just play on the surface. We like to go very deep. And, you know, part of this is about integrating what is happening in the higher dimensions down here. But again, it's also about bringing those lower dimensions up to the now, upgrading the lower dimensions and how you relate to them in your body. And so what I'm going to be doing in each one of the workshops is I really want to work on supporting the integration of the higher dimensions. So we know that the zero to that second, even third dimension really represents the core foundational energies of existence, right? So by connecting, let's say, the feet chakras to the first dimension, you create a bridge between the higher dimensions you may be accessing while doing your spiritual practices. The foundational energies of the earth now can relate and support you, whereas before you might not have engaged them. You might not have paid attention, right? You're just doing your spiritual practices up there and not realizing, wait a second, I have to engage. And a lot of what Amanda does is brings these beautiful templates down, right? The optimal expression of the body can be accessed. And she does this by bringing these symbols in that really help, very similar to the work with Metatron's Cube. These symbols for you are very personal. And so as I'm recognizing the need for these symbols and the templates to be downloaded into the aura, which is what she's going to be doing, we also have to know that we can't do that just in a very quick, kind of cold way. We have to warm up your aura. We have to make your aura malleable. And so what I'm doing is I'm working on supporting the build out of that holographic body that allows you to be the hologram, become the hologram, so that the work is really received all the way down, and that going forward, that you're really allowing your body to be a representative in the relationship with the dimensional, lower dimensional energies that are already in sync with planet Earth. Okay. So I'm going to be bringing in Metatron's Cube. I'm going to be working and supporting and making sure the access points are open in not just the physical body going through the aura, but also in the light body and the holographic body. So now it's going to be very substantial, whatever she's doing with bringing these energies, the symbols, and the templates down in. Now I can trust that you're actually going to have the aura in the state it needs to be in order for that to be maintained. Okay? So that's what I will be doing. All right. Anything else with that, Amanda?
You know, I just want to mention, as you were sharing about the substantiality of the work, that's really important, because when we don't have that, that's where we start to seek the things outside of self, and we can be frenetically looking for solutions that just don't work. You know, we can get caught in the trap of whether it's looking for healers or turning to food or turning to relationships or whatever our vices might be. You know, we really become unconsciously seeking things outside of ourselves that are going to fill that void. And when we do this work that is substantial and we hold the energies in our body being in the way that we have those direct connects coming through our body, the connections, the collaborations, the external interactions that we have are so much richer, right? They really serve us. When we come together, amplify, and really serve the soul evolution of one another. And it's such a beautiful space to be. And so there's so much possibility and beauty that comes by being diligent and systematically doing the work. It's one of the things I love about you, Crystal, is that, you know, we both take the same approach of really being in the magic and the mysticism, but how do we make it practical so that it really does take root, it really does hold, and it has an impact in our physical experiences. So, you know, that's a part of that dimensionality, having us bring those lower dimensions up. That really is reflective of the deep, diligent work that we do. And we do have to have a level of discipline of taking the time to do the things that need to be done. And so that's my commitment. I know, Crystal, that that's a part of your commitment as well, is that we do what needs to be done in order to really foster the results. So we're bringing it for you.
So you
do your part by stepping in and doing the work and being present and showing up. And so we're here for you. And so when you meet us in this space, it's just that sacred collaboration and really big magic that can transpire and awaken within.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. I would love to have us do some more readings. We've got a few more readings here. We have Laura from Hawaii. Hello, dear Amanda. What's my number one body destabilizer?
Oh, yeah. I'm being taken to your right foot. And I see it's like your foot is like clipped in. It's like a clip. And I see you spinning in a circle. It's like you're spinning in a circle trying to figure out which direction do I want to go, but you're not really getting anywhere, right? Like spinning around. And where I see this, there's like a sense of stuckness. It's like I can see where I want to go, but I can't quite figure out how to get there. And I see that being created in a past life, 10 past lives ago. And the energy behind that in that lifetime is that there was a sense of not having the resources needed, right? Not having what I need. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the money. I don't have the means, like the transportation is what's coming through to get where I want to go. That's the consciousness that was held. And so it's reflective of being clipped in to this one spot on your foundation and spinning in a circle and feeling like there's something more I have to learn. There's something more I have to be. There's something more I have to do before I can start to move forward. So that's the consciousness we want to have you release. And also, you know, when you're reconnected in with your ley lines, that helps you to recognize that you do have all you need within you, and you can be divinely guided to the resources that will carry you forward. I can tell you this is true because when I moved across country, I didn't have a place lined up. I just trusted that what I needed was going to show up. I had that internal connection established within, and it worked out. So there's a lot of power in truth and trusting what you need will be provided through you with those connections in place.
Beautiful. Okay, next up, Heather from Arizona. Hi, Amanda. Can you please tell me what's my number one body destabilizer, weakening my light foundation, and what can I do to shift and clear it? Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm going into the muscles of your lower front abdomen. And what I'm seeing is this straining energy. It's like trying to hold it in. There's a sense of trying to hold in that which you don't want people to see, or something that might be embarrassing. And I see that for you having been created 27 past lives ago. And there's a deep desire to be honored and revered by others, to be respected by others. The connection to that is that if I'm honored, revered, and respected by others, then I can be loved, right? So we want to have you dissolve any requirements to being loved, right? You are a precious being. So you in and of your existence deserve to be loved. And that's what we want to open up to help dissolve that sense of having to hold in your expression or hold back your expression. It's kind of like when you have to go to the bathroom and you're trying to hold it, and then it gets to that point where it's like you have to go so bad you can't hold it back any longer, right? It's like it's so uncomfortable, it even becomes painful. So we don't want you doing that anymore. We want to get that shifted and have you restore and reestablish that confidence and faith in being that full expression of you.
All right. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Michelle F. from Atlantic Highlands. Yes, okay. What's my number one body destabilizer, weakening my light foundation?
For you, I'm being drawn specifically to your right knee. And what I'm seeing is like trying to move forward and then like stumbling, right? Stumbling forward. And what I'm hearing is there's always something in my way. That's the consciousness of it. And there's extreme frustration associated with that. Now, I see that having been rooted in 29 past lives ago, but I also see a connection to mom in this lifetime. So I also see some energy around that in the maternal timeline. And sometimes I see this where we incarnate into a family line that holds consciousness that we have come here to shift, right? So it's really present and in our face, and we can't deny it. So that's what I'm seeing. We want to have you do the clearing on the generational timeline and the past life timeline. And when we do the cosmic ley line connection, that can help dissolve those consciousness paradigms in all space, time, dimensions, and directions. So all the places where it exists, where you've been incarnated, we can dissolve that consciousness of stumbling when you move forward and feeling like there's something in your way. So that's what we want to shift, that you can have that stable foundation and feel like you can move forward in accordance with your soul calling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can feel that for sure. Okay, we have a couple more we can do here. Lori from Ontario, Canada. What's my number one body destabilizer?
Yeah, I'm seeing a belt around the waist. And it's like a tool belt that's around the waist. And it's like, well, I've got to have these things. It's like attached to the tool belt, I see this big, heavy, like container dragging behind you, right? And it's like, I gotta drag all this stuff with me. I got to have these things. I need them, right? There's this sense of feeling like I don't want to be caught without my resources. I don't want to be caught without my supplies. It's like I have to be the one who has the stuff that people might need. Otherwise, we might not have it. And it really links into a fear of perishing. The word perishing is what specifically is coming in. I'm going to perish if I don't have what I need. So there's a deep fear of death and annihilation that's tied into holding on to that belt. So we want to work with dissolving that consciousness. I really see it rooted deep in the pelvic floor muscles as well. Right. So there's an interconnectedness so that, you know, we can still have you having the energetic tools and the resources that you need internally within you, but in a different way so that you're not dragging behind you a heavy load. OK, so that's what we want to work on with for you. And again, restoring that cosmic ley line connection so that you can know whatever support and resources you need can be made available through you, through the cosmic frequencies and support to create whatever it is you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Richardson, Texas, Michelle C.
Okay. Whew, so Michelle, for you, I'm specifically being drawn into your womb. And what I see is there's a deep sadness settled in your womb, and it's related. There's actually a shame energy in there, a feeling like I'm not capable. I can't do it. I'm not enough. So that sense of feeling like I'm not enough in and of myself. And I see that having been created for you 13 past lives ago. There's a lot of shame, sadness, and feeling of like not deserving to be loved, because of the inadequacies, the perceived inadequacies, right? So again, we want to reinfuse you with the light of your truth through the ley line support, through the lower body reconditioning that allows you to dispel and dissolve the false paradigms that are creating this dynamic of you not being enough. I mean, when you are really connected in with the genius of your soul, I mean, there's no way you could even contemplate the idea of not being enough, right? You're so rich and you're so precious. And so we want to bring you back into the recognition of that.
Yes, and that is true. You know, when you're on that side of it where it's like, it is so palpable, the energy of the divine higher self moving through you, nothing rocks you. Right. Mm-hmm. It's like you kind of laugh at it, you know, how you used to be, right? How you used to treat yourself and how you used to be insecure and ask, you know, ask for, show me who I am. This is our path. We are in the becoming of it. This is not reaching for some, you know, fancy intuitive spiritual gift and thinking that, you know, that's going to fulfill us. Right. It's not, I like to say, it's like, it's not a party trick. Like, we're not after party tricks here. right? We deeply want to engage with the truth of ourselves so that we literally are becoming living, breathing truth. We are the embodiment of that truth, and nothing is going to throw us off our path. That is the way to enlightenment, right? That is the depth of the truth of our heart yearning for that connection with the divine. We are that. We don't need to keep searching for that outside of us. So I love everything that you're doing, Amanda, bringing it back down, bring it into the body. And so there's an invitation. There's an invitation for each one of you, your crystalline light body for sublime health and advanced spiritual awakening. Animate cosmic ley lines in your body in connection with sacred earth sites for you to be able to replenish your body and upgrade your cellular consciousness. Now, remember, this program that is here, the whole package includes live energy lab. That is a very beautiful, intimate way to be with Amanda. She's going to actually tune into each one in that small group setting and be able to read. Are you going to do the adjustments right there?
Yes,
on the
we're
call?
Going to do the adjustments. Yep, because we want to animate the ley lines right there and have you so
right
infused and, yes, strengthened by that light coming in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yes. And then what we're doing is we're joining in to option two there, which is also included in that first one with the energy lab. And that is three workshops. Now, if any of you have taken our workshops, we don't mess around, right? These are, that's what we say, deep dives. These are deep dives. We need to have this. Amanda told me, she goes, we have to do this, because she could have just said, oh, yeah, we'll do a three-part series and send you a guided journey. Right? That's not what this is. And I'm going to also be bringing in this new wisdom and knowledge that I have been downloading about the holographic body, how that relates to the dimensional realms, and really start to pull in the frequencies so that you can actually become the hologram and receive everything and hold that as a hologram inside your body. So that's the important piece that I'm going to be bringing in. And everyone, you have to understand, your body wants this.
Mm.
Your body has called this forward.
Mm.
We can hear your body. And so as these multi-sensory, multi-dimensional intuitives, when we meet someone, it's like their body starts to talk to us. Their aura starts to talk to us. Their higher self is talking to us. And so that's why we are so conscious and aware of how we lay this out and the order in which we do this work to support you. Now, what I'm really excited about also in each one of the workshops, one, you're going to have the Earth Star Chakra upgrade, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But then also as we go in, the Kundalini Awakening activation. And then we've got the core star activation. So it's like coming to that crescendo, you know, and really allowing yourself to assimilate that energy as it comes in, as Metatron's Cube is going to be working with you as well in that, making sure that we assimilate and bring that recalibration. So it's going to be lovely. I can't wait. I'm excited to be a part of this. Thank you, Amanda, for bringing this forward, for channeling this, and really always being available for new information to come through, you know, as I request and as I ask, hey, you know, I'd love to interview you. What do you have for me? Suddenly, right, all that you've been working on comes to the forefront, and you're such a great listener of the body. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, I have to thank you, too. I mean, I'm just so grateful. You know, the bodies do speak to us, and it just, for me, this is so much fun. It's so much fun to realize, oh my gosh, like, look at how our bodies are set up to serve us and what they're doing. And it's so fascinating. But I also want to thank you, Crystal, because I literally was like, hey, Crystal, you want to join me on this? And she's like, yes, full in. And I honor your dedication to really being of service for all of us and, you know, really in our community, being that stalwart who You know, you're always so on the expansive edge of consciousness. As you're listening in, you all will not hear this anywhere else. You won't hear anything like it, because we are in the listening of what's coming through and what our bodies are sharing and what the holographic energies are sharing and the dimensional energies are coming through. And there's just such a profound, profound and potency to what Crystal is bringing through. That is the contribution for what we're doing. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful for our sacred collaboration. And I just want to kind of reiterate here too, this is what's possible when we come together in the honoring and collaboration of one another and each other's light, right? That's what Crystal and I do for each other in the listening to what you are wanting. So, you know, that's what we all bring together for one another, is that capacity to really, come into this greater space of expression.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, to extend that gratitude, thank you for being an integral part of our sacred community and for joining us in this series, because your presence, your engagement really makes a difference. And we truly appreciate that, because as our experts share their wisdom, their insights, their brilliance, we anticipate that those illuminations will inspire you and enlighten you and enlighten us all. Your participation really helps to create a vibrant and supportive environment for the collective growth and discovery. So our goal is to really keep that going, you know, and we're very much dedicated to that. So we're just so blessed to have each one of you here with us. So we know what you bring as well. And thank you for your listening. So blessings be to everyone. Thank you. Thank you. And such sweet, sweet, loving and beautiful experiences and magic for you. We want to thank, yes, everyone that's going to be listening to this. Even if you're not on the call, right? Sometimes it's about tuning in, tapping in, being in the vibrational frequency of what we are uploading into the field. And we also want to put our hands together and really give thanks for Divine Mother, Divine Father, for Divine Masculine, Divine Feminine, for all the beings of love, light, power, and service, and all the beings in all the realms. To the elementals, the devas, the beautiful rishi sages, to the master teachers, Divine Mother Earth, Father Sun, to our oracles, our guides, our wise one teens, our higher selves. Yes, all the beings, the animals, the crystals. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I mean, I'm just seeing angels all around us right now that are just really shining down. You know, wisdom is a blessing. Mm-hmm. Insights are a blessing. Knowledge is a blessing. And that's what we are creating these experiences to be, a moment in which you can truly get an adjustment within your energetic field just by being in the listening of that wisdom, and to be blessed each and every time we come together. So thank you. Thank you for awakening. Thank you for waking up. Love and beautiful, brilliant blessings. Okay, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, everyone.